Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is According to Callus. It is Thursday, and it's kind of late, quite frankly. And it's been a really interesting week. So, it's going to be a thoughtful, or thoughts on a Thursday, if you will. Just a lot of things happened. You know, Monday and Tuesday, I was able to kind of recap what we did Monday night. And just, I wanted to do a bonus episode on Wednesday, and I just couldn't make it happen. The sad irony is that there's so many things going on. It baffles my mind that we're able to keep track of what it is that's going on. And I can't even keep my face in the screen at this point. Look, I have a couple things I'm going to cover. Why can't we get a straight answer? Why do we allow bad politicians to keep their jobs? What's going to happen next? And I cannot comply. So if that is in the least bit intriguing to you, stick around for the podcast. I'll see you there. Well, listen, I am normally a little bit more excited, a little bit more animated, but this week's just been draining. So let me tell you, there are so many things that we just can't seem to get a straight answer on. And it doesn't seem to be ending anytime soon. And I don't know why we allow it and tolerate it, but yet here it is. So, you guys remember the Vegas shooter? Do we ever get an answer out of that? Do we really actually know what happened? I'm not confident we did. Speaking of things that we still don't have an answer on, how about this January 6th committee, right? Apparently, our congressman thought it was worthy of supporting, but then the speaker decided that they couldn't have anybody that was right of center be on there to investigate their investigation. Again, no answer, no straight answer. And as far as I can tell, there's only one person that was killed, and that was a patriot that probably was somewhere she didn't belong, killed by somebody that we still don't know who it was. Again, no straight answers. Then, of course, there's the Delta variant that apparently is predominantly attacking and going after people who've already had the emergency use authorization given to them, and it's supposed to make them safe, but you know, now apparently they need some revised updates, maybe, or go back to wearing a mask, or maybe don't wear a mask, and maybe wear the mask indoors. And again, they just don't know. They seem, quite frankly, to be making stuff up as we go along. I can't help but think that they're manipulating us all, but I don't know why. Again, we can't get a straight answer. And then we've got, you know, people that 3 months ago were saying, well, maybe you shouldn't go get that just yet, or maybe you don't really need a mask. And now all of a sudden, well, you must go get the emergency use authorized injection. My concern is, why? Again, clearly doesn't do anything with the Delta variant, and maybe slightly it helps you recover a little quicker, maybe. Doesn't explain all the other things that are going on with it. Doesn't explain why the mad push. Doesn't explain why this is mandated. Never before can I think of where it was mandated. Oh, it's always been a good idea. It's always been something that we've wanted to help people with. But just like the meme, you know, people carry guns to protect themselves and others, so apparently you're supposed to wear a mask to protect yourself and others, but they're not giving you that option anymore. Again, no straight answer. And while we're on the idea of no straight answers, how is it that 3 world leaders got killed in a short period of time? Again, I'd sure like to know what's going on there. Can anybody explain to me why the Three Gorges Dam is about ready to fail, yet several of our reservoir lakes in the United States are empty? war, I'm sorry, nearing empty. Something just doesn't feel right about that. We just don't seem to have a straight answer. Now, I know that some of this may drift into conspiracy theory. I consider myself a conspiracy realist. That is, if there's evidence to suggest something's going on, I want to know what it is. Regardless of who's doing it or why they're doing it, I just kind of want to figure it out. What makes the most sense? And once there's enough evidence to prove it out, well, then I worry about the who and the why. I just want to understand. And when we can't get straight answers, it gets extremely frustrating. And I keep going to my default answer, what are they trying to hide? The only thing that I feel absolutely confident about is the official story is a lie. The official story is not truthful. The official story is meant to distract people. And why people still buy into the official story is kind of a mystery to me. But again, we just can't seem to get a straight answer. And before we get too terribly lost on that, I don't think it's ever been the case that we did get a straight answer. I mean, we still don't know who killed Kennedy, right? There's people that still believe that people didn't walk on the moon. And, you know, it doesn't matter what I think. We can't get a straight answer. On to number two. Why do we allow bad politicians to keep their jobs, to keep working for us? So, while I'm not going to flat out make this all about Democrats, I do find it very interesting that we're being manipulated again. The Democrat representatives fled to D.C. to not do their job, to request the federal government to get involved in something that they have zero authority over and they're constitutionally restricted from getting involved in state elections, yet our state representatives don't care. And then, of course, the pusillanimous governor refused to do anything about it, refused to arrest them when they did come back, refused to follow through on anything he said. I just don't have a lot of faith that he should keep his job. Yet, honestly, the way things look now, he will probably get reelected. And sadly, in November 8th or whatever of 2022, all the Republicans are going to breathe a sigh of relief because, well, we at least kept a good Republican governor in office. Well, there's only two problems with that. One, he's not a good Republican. And number two, I don't think he's a good governor or a good Republican. So how about that? I just don't understand why we tolerate that we are the biggest Republican state left in the Union. We should be leading by example, and we don't. And our leader, right, the governor, the man we put in charge to lead by example, refuses to do anything or ever go out on a limb. I can't think of a better word to describe our governor than pusillanimous. And unfortunately, the lieutenant governor is not much better. So then we look at the field, right? So we've got, I'm angling this at Collin County because that's where I live. And quite frankly, Collin County was supposed to be the reddest county in the reddest state. Yeah, not so much. You know, our congressman, kind of a letdown. Really has been. I'm not going to beat him up. I think he knows why he let me down. And I, quite frankly, don't expect him to call me anytime soon. You know, and if he should not be primaried, which would, of course, not surprise me because the man's a juggernaut and has more money than, you know, most of us can imagine. And didn't do a bad enough job, I guess, to raise the ire. But, you know, the Tea Party insurgency of 6 or 8 years ago at this point probably wouldn't have tolerated that. In fact, I think he ran on the tide of that initially when he was jumping up. So, you know, we stand for mediocrity, and that's what we get, mediocrity. I mean, and as far as we're on that issue, I mean, our state reps, they're better than average. But, I mean, if that's all we want, better than average, then okay. That's what we're going to get, better than average. But we should be leading by example, right? We're Collin County. We have at least two seats that are extremely safe. And after redistricting, they're probably going to be three seats that are extremely safe. Why can't we get somebody that's a little bit more aggressive? Somebody that's a little bit more willing to lay it on the line? I don't expect all of them, but certainly one. And then a couple others that would, you know, be there to have his back or her back and be a little bit more aggressive, pushing that Overton window, putting a little heat on the governor and Lieutenant Dan. But again, we just allow it. And now, of course, some of that rot has ended up in Collin County at the county level. Now, I've said before multiple times that I think we have one of the best sheriffs in the country. I absolutely love our county judge, my former county commissioner, since I've moved out of his district, is fantastic. The one that I live in now is okay. Don't dislike it. Just not as good as the former county commissioner. And then we've got two other county commissioners that are, you know, there. They do a good job. And I, you know, no hate on them. You know, and then we've got the county clerk. She's great. And we got several other JPs and constables that are good. And then we have the clerk of the courts, right? That would be a lady who, from my understanding, came back from Fort Worth to get reestablished in Collin County and won a race against a guy that was appointed to replace a lady that ran up for judge, right? So this lady got in there and in the course of a year managed to, let's put it less colorfully, not have a good relationship with the State Department so that Collin County is no longer able to process passports. I'm sorry. How did that happen? How is this person not called on the carpet? How is this person not embarrassed to show up? But, you know, that went on. Then, of course, and again, I'm paraphrasing. I read some news articles, some emails. I'm pretty familiar with what's going on, and I'm trying desperately not to get too deep into the weeds. But when somebody doesn't show up to work, that's a problem. If I have a job and I'm not working it, why do I get to keep my job? I mean, there are some expectations that when you're going to go and do a job, you're going to lead and you're going to be present to lead. Now, I know 2020 was challenging, right? Some places shut down. Some places sent people home, told them to work remotely. But at least there was an expectation that you check in or you'd go visit or, you know, make your appearance known. But no, that wasn't the case. And then there's the issue of apparently the magistrate court had four employees that she didn't think were up to the job. So they were going to refuse to do that job. And then the commissioner's court said, well, then we're just going to remove this from your purview. And oh, lo and behold, those people were quite capable of doing the job that they needed them to do. Again, I guess I don't understand how this has been tolerated and kept quiet for so long. And I know that, you know, it's kind of the 11th commandment, right? Republicans don't speak evilly or down about other Republicans. But when they're bad Republicans, when they're bad political leaders, when they just don't even bother to show up for work, they need to be kicked to the curb. But unfortunately, that's our job as voters. That's our job as constituents in Collin County, and we have to wait to replace somebody that does a bad job. Now, we could potentially go for a recall, and honestly, that's probably more trouble than it's worth at this point. But again, this has all been kind of dealt with internally, right? The counties continue to move on and try and keep things functioning. But I got to say, the kicker was, and again, this is my understanding, my opinion, that this person showed up at the commissioner's court demanding a private server. Now, excuse me if I don't immediately jump to the conclusion that we got a little Hillary syndrome going on here. Well, I want my own server so I can do my own thing and you can't watch me and babysit me. Now, I know that's not how she sold it, right? I get it. Maybe there are some legitimate concerns there. Maybe there are some upgrades or some things that could be done. But the rest of the county seems to be working just fine on the servers that they have. So it just begs the question, what is it that she wants? What is it she's trying to hide? Now, you know, I've heard some people say that, you know, the commissioner's court is overly fiscally conservative and is overly cautious. It's always looking to cut out things. And I guess they want me to take that as a negative or as an insult. Quite frankly, I don't. I mean, if there were some core services that were falling down or something, you know, that absolutely needed to be done and was a requirement of the county government and it wasn't getting done, well, okay, maybe that'd be an issue. But I don't see that being the case. I mean, even the situations that have happened at, you know, within the county jail, that was addressed quickly, immediately, in the best way possible by the person that had to make that decision. And somebody else came along after the fact and made some decisions that, you know, were completely separate. And, you know, the Texas Rangers are going to do their bit. So I'm really comfortable with what's going on at the county level administrative department, right? The county government. But when we got one person that just does whatever the heck they want, wants to write their own rules and, you know, creates havoc for others that work for them, I'm sorry. That's despicable. That's ridiculous. What we need to do, just like every other bad person we have representing us, is find somebody willing to step up. Find somebody willing to put their hand in the ring, be willing to support them, be willing to give them time, give them money, give them opportunities to prove themselves. Because if we fail to do that, we're going to get stuck with more of the same. That's on us. I guess I really have nothing to say on that. I went a bit long. So next thing, what's going to happen next? Well, therein lies the rub. We don't know. And I'm speaking specifically on the coercive nature of government through their fascist dictates. What are you talking about, Stephen? What does that mean? Well, the government kind of understands the idea that they can't make people do certain things, but they do know that they can coerce private businesses to get things done because, you know, those private businesses are dependent on government money. Just like states and hospitals and defense contractors, those kinds of things, right? Colleges. And the government just says, well, you know, we really think it's in everybody's best interests that they inject a foreign substance into their body that modifies their gene makeup through RNA messenger materials. And since we've emergency youth authorized it, clearly we've determined that it's safe for everybody. So we're going to force everybody to do it. But we really don't have that authority. So what we're going to do is we're going to turn the screws on you, Mr. Business Owner. You, Mr. business compliant person, somebody that's dependent on government, we're going to force you guys to do it to your employees, because employees are at will employees in many, many states. And, you know, the unions are going to go along with it because, yeah, they're on the same team. We know how this works. We're just going to force everybody to do this. And if they don't, we're just going to make their lives a living hell. We're going to wear them out. We're going to cost them their jobs. We're going to go after them on media. We're going to embarrass them. We're going to chase them. And, you know, I hate to say it, but this is where it gets to the what happens next. I guess apparently in New York, they're forming a Gestapo. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not what it's called. They're forming people that are going to go door to door and assist you with this. And of course, if you don't, well, we're just going to force you to. But hey, right now we're just bribing you, right? We're just going to give you a little something, something. We're going to allow you to go, you know, travel. We're going to allow you to go to concerts and stuff. We're going to allow you to have some level of normalcy. Yet the sad thing is apparently now they're saying that the people that did partake in the injection are still a threat, or they're being threatened. And I don't understand how that works. I thought this is the be all end all. I thought, you know, when they give you enough variations, you're supposed to be bulletproof, right? No, that's not how it works. So they're going to ratchet it up more and more. And honestly, at this point, I don't think we're too far from, where are your papers? You must have your papers before you can get on the train. No, you cannot go on the plane. You have no papers. We need proof. Proof that you have been a good compliant sheep. If you think that's not close to reality, then you haven't been paying attention. We're going to have travel papers? We used to mock that in movies 40 years ago, 20 years ago. We used to recoil in horror the things that they did in the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. Yet we're bringing that stuff here. But that's all for your own protection. You need not worry. I can't help but wonder, if they keep pushing, what's going to happen? They're manipulating people. They're forcing our hands. Now, I listened to a couple of podcasts in the last couple of days that basically speculated, right? This is their opinion that I'm interpreting, that they're going to force people to react in such a way that they get the civil war that then brings upon external assistance. Or if they continue to be docile little sheep, they will get their compliance and obedience and win. What I can't seem to understand is why do they think this is a good thing? I know that there are some of these oligarchs, some of these people that are way up in the food chain that think they're above everything, and that we, the little proles, should just do whatever they say because they know so much better than us. They want to just take away any liberty that you have. They want to make you little obedient slaves. Oh, but Stephen, you can't talk like that. This is the 21st century. Everybody hates slavery. Yes, except for the fact that really and truly we are all about one-third slaves to government as it is. And maybe another third slave to our corporate entities that employ us. Unless, of course, you're fortunate enough to have a job that you're not treated like garbage, or that you're self-employed, or that you're financially wealthy enough that you don't have to work, or some variation. But if you think that being retired, you're safe, oh, ho, ho, ho. My dear friends, you retired folks are entirely dependent on government handouts. The Social Security, the Medicaid, the Medicare. Now, unless, of course, you're financially wealthy, well, then maybe you can get around it. But what do you think they're going to do to you when you don't comply? I don't think either outcome is one that I'm looking forward to. I do not want a civil war. I do not want even a cold civil war, which we're currently in. And I certainly don't want a bunch of docile sheep in my countries. Oh, and you said, Stephen, you said my countries. Yes, that's right. Because I think the United States is ultimately going to break up. That's my opinion. And I hope that Texas leads the way. Now, that's not going to happen with the pusillanimous man that currently resides in Austin as our governor. No, that's not going to happen. But in the future, we might have other options. We might be able to lead as an example and force the federal government's hand to accept that the states are sovereign, that the states really have the power, that the states are the final authority. My last point here is, the last thought I wish to share is, I will not comply. Now, this takes many different angles. Right now, I'm fortunate that I have not been put in a position where there's any mandate to get the experimental use authorization. I have to occasionally wear a mask to keep the customers happy, and that's fine. That's a very fair trade. I think everybody should be able to exercise their own best judgment, their own liberty to decide what is the best form of treatment for what is obviously a disease caused by a virus that does hurt people. But there are other things that I find interesting as well, like the federal supremacists that say that even though Texas passed a law that basically states that due to the interstate commerce nature of suppressors, right, that fit on firearms as an accessory to lower the amount of volume that is emitted when you discharge said firearm, that apparently the feds have already told us, well, you can't do that. You don't have the authority. And they're rolling out the fact that they beat Kansas in court. Because Kansas beat us to it. But then Kansas chickened out. Kansas didn't show up. Much like the Miller ruling where the defendant never showed up and the Supreme Court just decided to say, well, you know, we don't really know any better, so we're just going to give the feds what they want. I would hope, in fact, I suspect that our Attorney General actually has some gumption. He is going to show up in that courtroom and he is going to win. But the sad thing is that somebody's going to get their life ruined in the meantime. Somebody's going to get hauled into federal court. Now, we could say that if we didn't have a pusillanimous governor, that the Texas State Police, the Texas Troopers, the Texas State Guard, and the Texas Rangers would not tolerate federal interference coming in to ruin people's lives over a suppressor that was made in Texas, never left Texas, and is basically used to protect one's hearing. But I just don't have any faith. And then that goes down to our sheriffs, right? The county sheriffs. Now, as much faith as I have in my county sheriff, I also am smart enough to realize that he knows where his bread's coming from. The feds have their hooks into everything. The feds will get what they want. They will force compliance at some point if you're in law enforcement. And one can only hope that the sheriffs and their departments will realize that they need to separate themselves from this racket before all liberty is lost. But I won't comply. You see, I don't have a suppressor. I have no desire to have a suppressor. But if at some point I should find the need or the desire to have one, I'm not going to worry about getting permission or a tax stamp because I live in Texas. And in Texas, we have a state law from the sovereign state of Texas that states, hey, if you buy something that's in Texas for use in Texas, it's none of the feds' business. So if at some point in the future I should choose to do that, well, one, I'm not going to be stupid enough to advertise it. And number two, I'm not going to bother to ask for permission. Because I don't feel the need to put a target on my back. because I think that until such time that the states remember they're the sovereigns, the states remember they have the authority and they need the duty to shut down and keep the federal government in line, we're all just sitting there waiting to get tackled. Just like I won't comply with any mandate from any government telling me that I have to inject an emergency use authorized product into my body. No, I'll pass. I'm not a sheep. I sure as heck am not a cow. And I don't pretend to be one on weekends. So my advice to you is just say no. But if you make the decision as an adult that that's something you want to do, that's on you. But please don't do it to your children. Please don't do it without actually doing some investigative work on this matter. Because this goes right back to the first point I made. We just can't get a straight answer. We don't know what is what. We're being manipulated. That's always the problem, being manipulated. Well, folks, I have broke my 30-minute mark here, and out of respect for your time, I'm going to just tell you, this is According to Callus. I will see you on the other side, and I look forward to being back on Friday. Thank you. Have a good night.